This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJB Experience, Tuesday, March the 14th. The Ides of March are tomorrow, so we'll worry about backstabbing then. Good thing.
You know that'll be our 11th anniversary, Dougie.
Tomorrow, our 11th anniversary.
Wow, you and me.
What does that say about it being on the holiday of backstabbing?
I know, right?
Yeah, right.
What are you going to get me? Are you going to get me, what's the 11th year gift?
Dinner.
Is it like wood or?
Aren't I taking you to dinner? I thought I was taking you to dinner on Monday.
Yeah, but I mean, aren't you going to get me a gift too? I mean, please.
That's like she's lobbying.
Yeah, that sounds like it. I tell you what, I'll give you a subscription to the MoneyPit.com website. Is a new Money Pit website.
I heard
website.
There's some problems with that site.
Yeah, it's just it's the weather. They're under the weather.
Okay.
Right. That's right.
Tom Kreitler is the other male voice you're hearing here, who is the partner in crime with Leslie Segretti. You know how much of a fan I am of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. He airs every weekend. A lot of the same stations that carry this program carry that show. If they're smart, they're going to be carrying it. And if you're smart, you're going to be listening to it. Take advantage of all the opportunities, not just listening to the radio program itself. Here I am, a shill for Kreitler, but it really is true. Look at this. This new website is fabulous to help you as we get into spring. A week from today is the first day of spring.
I know, it's exciting.
People are all excited about it. So what? You have people warming up because the weather has changed, although you've got rain and there's a lot of snow on the East Coast. If we go north of you, the storm's nowhere near as bad as everybody thought it was going to be.
We can think ahead, though, you know, think ahead to that warm weather and, you know, think ahead to the outdoor living projects, think ahead to the home maintenance projects you've been putting off all year long. I mean, spring is the home improvement season. It's sort of that Goldilocks time, not too hot, not too cold. You know, you can get it all done in the spring. So whatever you're working on, that's right. It's just right. It's the time to get moving.
So the idea is the thing. What do you think is going to be the trend? I was just looking at a note from somebody who'd written a letter to you. A guy named Robert wrote, I have a relatively new home with a full basement, partially under a sloping front to backyard grade.
Yeah.
My problem is the backfill against the basement foundation is sunk toward the house. That's a lot of what happens over the wintertime
when
the heaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
water and snow melt and all of that affects that grade. So that all comes down to water management. Now, when you have a house that's sort of built in the hill like that, it's really critical that you move not only the water around the house, but around your yard so that your house creates what's called a swale, where it's sort of up high against the house and then it goes around there. But sometimes what happens is you end up with water that gets sort of stuck, you know, in ponds in a situation like that. So the solution is a curtain drain, Doug. Now, a curtain drain is where you basically carve a channel into the soil. It doesn't have to be a deep channel, about a foot wide and a foot deep. And typically you would lay a perforated pipe in there, you'd cover it with stone, and then some soil, and then some grass. So it would be invisible, and then it would drain off somewhere lower. There's a product called Easy Drain, which is kind of cool because it's sort of like a curtain drain, but with all-in-one. It's a plastic pipe surrounded by what kind of looks like packing peanuts and then filter cloth. So it has all the filtration built into the pipe itself. And all you do is snap these sections together so you don't need to get, you know, a truckload of stone and more filter cloth and all that kind of stuff. And that's the way you kind of collect that water in that low spot and then, again, run it around through the trench, discharge it somewhere, preferably the daylight as opposed to like a dry well, on the low side of your property. And that eliminates that ponding. No more ice skating rinks next winter either.
All right, here's another. We get letters from listeners because Tom's on every week, and I think that having an extended visit with him is sometimes, in terms of being practical, it's good for us to have Tom here, as with the other advice givers that are on the program, because there's so much help that's available. Here's somebody in Oklahoma who has a problem with termites in the wood trim of their home.
There's a spring problem.
Yep, exactly. So is this guy, if he's worried, his neighbors have them, does he get them?
Well, listen, termites are part of Mother Nature's system for getting rid of dead wood, which is what we build houses out of, right?
Yeah, so right, exactly.
It's entirely possible. It's a good idea to have your home inspected on an annual basis, because unless you have your trained set of eyes, you're gonna miss this. If you do have termites, it's not to panic. There are great solutions out there today. My favorite is this new kind of termiticide that's undetectable. It used to be you would put the pesticide in the soil and the termites would know it's there. It would be like a barrier. They would stay away. Now they don't know it's in there. They can't detect it. So they go through the termiticide. They pick it up on their bodies. They bring it back to their nest, and it basically wipes out.
You murder
station.
Murderer.
Kind of like biological warfare for termites.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Do you have that for tax collectors?
Yeah, no, come on.
No? No?
No.
Okay.
No. All right, so here's another thing. Let me finish with this problem that happens at spring. I noticed these even my house when I was back on the farm a week or so ago when it was warm, the stink bugs.
Yeah, gosh, those are bad. Yeah, I got a good trade for that.
How do you get rid of them without smelling
up?
I'll
tell you how you can collect them. Right. So what you do is you take like a stocking or a piece of cheesecloth, and you stick it in the end of a vacuum and make your own filter for these things.
Yeah.
And then you go and you kind of suck them up where they drop with the vacuum, and they get collected in that cheesecloth. You can pull it out and throw that away so it doesn't kind of smell up your house or your vacuum as a result.
Oh, good idea. So aren't you glad you're here to get Uncle Tommy to help you work your way through some of the problems?
That's right.
Spring is just around the corner.
Flood's not a problem.
Get rid of, yeah, exactly.
Got solutions.
We've got solutions to every problem here. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check out moneypit.com. Yeah, no matter whether it's the new side or the old side, it's still very helpful. But the new side will be cool.
You.
Hi, Tommy. In a moment, how to stream March Madness when the boss isn't around. Up next year, 13 past the hour with DJV.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so again, for those of you who are on the East Coast, the storm is not as bad as had been forecast, even though Jennifer is here with me, but Victoria is not, because she got herself caught that wind and stuff. It's like in those big buildings in New York, like being in a wind tunnel. especially the wind blowing 50, 60 miles an hour. Woof! What that feels like. Unga bunga. All right, 16 after the hour. If you are interested in March Madness, by the way, a lot of those teams, because of the storm, have had to change their routing. They may delay some of the games by a day or two, it looks like. But the idea of March Madness and how crazy. Every year I say the same thing, Jen, how nuts it is that people get so worked up about this. For the rest of the month of March, a little bit of early April, as these teams are working their way through basically what is a professional schedule. There's like they're professional ball players now, even though they're not supposedly being paid. But it gets so much attention. You can watch the games online. You can somehow, you know, sometimes, you got to, I think some of the games are just on cable or satellite TV. So how do you watch these? How can we be sneaky and get around?
So often people are watching these games at their desk because many of them air during the workday.
Right.
And so this new phenomenon is that employees, I don't even know how new it is, employees have now figured out ways to sneak watching the March Madness games at their desk. And this amazes me how people just disappear during March Madness. Everybody's got a bracket. Everybody's watching these games. And so a lot of people now have figured out ways to stream because all the games are available online. They'll stream the games at their desk, you know, and flip it back and forth between their email or whatever they're working on so that the boss doesn't catch them.
Yeah. Lovely, huh? We're giving people, the boss is going to be angry at us because we're giving people ways of getting around.
When you can watch these games on your cell phone, on your desktop, I mean, when you, you know, the temptation is going to be there, of course. I mean, come on.
For sure. All right, so next up here in focus, Netflix shows, movies that you can't wait to watch. The movie that maybe is there, there's apparently a Request TV show or movie page that lets you suggest titles. Netflix library, shrinking, but they're, if you have a TV show that you'd like to see on Netflix, apparently the page asks, tell us about it below. This form is the one and only place to submit content requests. So they're trying not to have as much stuff. I'm sure it uses up bandwidth, right? Isn't that part of the whole deal?
Well, yeah, they can only have a library so big, and so they're asking for people to submit suggestions. If there's something that you want to see, or a TV show, movie, whatever, you can submit that to Netflix now so that they take it into consideration, which is a good idea. It makes people feel like they have more control over their viewing.
Number one request is for old Game of Thrones episodes. Let's see here. Log into your account. Top right-hand corner under where it says your name, you'll see the Help Center. Click on that, and you'll see on the right request TV shows or movies. So that's a way for you to help yourself if you're using Netflix. I still haven't. Bob signed me up for a Netflix. I still haven't used it once yet.
You would really like it. You should try it out.
Well, we use it. Meredith has it at her house, and so it was easy to watch stuff over there. Catch up on things like Scandal. I watched an episode of Scandal, the first one from the new season, where the president, I was talking about the president being shot. So many of the themes of TV shows are surrounded by that. I also watched an episode of, I'm beginning to get the hang of this, Jennifer. I'm watching episodes that I can't watch in real time because I can't stay up late enough here in Los Angeles. So I watched Lethal Weapon last night as I was having my dinner. Kind of cool. What did you watch last night?
Did I watch TV last night? I didn't. I got my nails done last night. How boring is that?
Oh, wow.
It was exciting for me, but boring.
So then what's on tonight?
Tonight,
it's going to be exciting.
It's the finale of This Is Us. The season will end, and this has been such a huge hit for NBC. The show's already been renewed for a second and a third season, so you'll want to catch it. Jack is heading to Cleveland to see Rebecca, and you may get a glimpse into just how Jack actually died. That's tonight. This Is Us, NBC at 9. If your sitcoms, more your game, The Middle has a brand new one, which should be fun. It follows Axel as he runs into all of his exes at a St. Patrick's Day party. That's ABC at 8. And Fresh Off the Boat is new at 9.
All right. That helps us sort it out. It's 21 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Fans of The Who, raise your hands, please. Are you a fan of The Who?
Look at all those fans. Wow.
Well, you'll be happy to know that The Who has announced a Las Vegas residency. They're going to play six shows at least in July at Caesar's Palace. Actually, July, August. It's described as a first run. I'm betting there'll be more dates. Many of these big groups that have had fabulous histories are doing, and individuals too. This has been going on. This is a phenomenon, Kara. It's been going on for, what, 10, 12 years?
Yeah, it seems like the new big thing. It's been going on for a couple of years, but yeah. I know Jennifer Lopez had one, Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, Cher. Celine Dion. It seems like everyone's doing one now.
Yeah. There's a lot of money to be made.
Yeah.
They can make themselves $1 million a week by doing this sort of thing. As a matter of fact, I think under the circumstances, Elton John made more than that. Frankly. So anyway, what are they going to do? The Who, how many times are they going to have a goodbye tour? Speaking of Cher, see you later, and then next month, well, we'll be back next year.
Well, it's been a 3-year goodbye tour that they're on.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They're also going to play an acoustic version of Tommy in this residency, one of the defining rock operas of our time. That'll be at Royal Albert Hall in London. Two shows to raise money for youngsters who have cancer. Let's see. They were at Old Cella last year, weren't they?
Yeah, I think they were one of the headliners of it.
Yeah. And they're going to do that this year? Are they doing Old Cella again this year?
I haven't heard anything about specifically Old Cella. I know that they're doing the East and West show with the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
But I think that's slightly different. I don't know why they wouldn't do it again, because that made a ton of money. And I'm sure there were lots of people who would love to see the Rolling Stones and the Who didn't get to go last year.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, every year you'd get a crowd to go see them, no matter who. Yeah. All right, let's see. They're going to be the first rock band to play at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace since the concert venue there opened in 2003. And then the residency shows running July 29th to the 11th of August. I'm betting you can bank on them doing more than just that. They're just a fabulous group. Crank this up a little bit. Okay.
It's kind of nice that they're offering, let's call them aging rockers, the chance to continue performing without having to do the rigorous touring.
Yeah.
Because that takes so much out of you, having to be on a tour bus or a plane all the time. Yeah.
Yep, right. All right, let's move on here to some news about Selena Gomez, who is using her money to help a cause that hits close to home. She revealed that she was diagnosed with lupus in October of last year, I think. Donated to the University of Southern California's School of Medicine, the Selena Gomez Fund for Lupus Research, pilot research program led by a doctor who's a professor of biophysics at the school, focusing on complications from lupus, which is, if you don't know, it's an autoimmune disease that can be very, it can just ruin your feelings about your future.
Yeah, and she had to take a bunch of time off of touring and making music. And not
how old
just,
is she, Kara?
She is, I think, 23, young 20s.
Wow.
But, yeah, not even from the physical effects, but just the emotional effects of having it. She was so stressed out.
Yeah. So she's putting her money where her mouth is, which is good for her and good for others who have this. If you're broken, she says in an encouraging way, you don't have to stay broken. So let's hold a good thought for Selena Gomez and others who have lupus. 28 minutes after the hour, this is the DJB Experience.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Memorable conversations, the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. In a moment, we'll be joined by Victoria Bullis, our resident psychic. And in a few minutes, we're going to talk about, after Victoria visits with us, violence, the situation in Boston with a past parade, the LGBTQ communities, and what is going on with people and their sense and sensibilities, if you will. I wanted to acknowledge a fellow named Miroslav Rudniva, who lives in Ukraine, listens to this program every day, sent me a note this morning. Kara said, I want to thank you for the quality of your program. I'm with my family always. We listen to you every day with great pleasure. I'd very much like to receive some things with your logo on. So Bob will send him something. But it's kind of cool to know. I had somebody in China who sent me a note the other day. We always are getting notes from here, there, and everywhere, but it's nice to acknowledge them. So, sir, thank you. Pretty easy to find this, whether you go to DougSteffen.com, a DJV experience, you go to DJV.com, you go TuneIn Radio has a 24-hour Doug Steffen channel, Blog Talk Radio does, all sorts of ways you can hear all around the world the program. It's kind of a nice, I get kind of goosebumps, I pinch myself sometimes, knowing who's listening. There's a family in Pennsylvania that is strategically annoyed, as well they ought to be. They built a hockey rink in their backyard because they wanted to keep their children active during the winter. And now the town, this is the second or third year they've done it. This year the town told them they had to take it down. The fellow who owns the land, his name is Terry Beam, says he wanted to get the children outside to exercise, bring back the fun they had when they were children playing hockey. So the hockey rink was built. It's temporary. You can tell by looking at it. Plywood and stuff. It's got plastic. Holds the water in during the cold weather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But as you know, there are lots of people who like to stick their nose into places they don't belong. So here comes a letter from the new building inspector in South Middleton Township in Pennsylvania, telling him that they had to tear down the rink. It's a violation of the local ordinance because the drainage easement, which is on the property, wouldn't work. Does this guy realize it's wintertime and everything's frozen and there's no drainage working for anything? What kind of moronic stupidity? First of all, this is this guy's land. And secondly, he's doing something that's good for the children. This is like the guys who go around and tell kids they can't sell lemonade at a lemonade stand without a permit. Screw you. Get off my property, go away, and stop meddling in my affairs. That would be my response to him. I have no respect for people that do things like this because they're just out, they're just exercising authority that's not necessary, frankly. So, okay. So I better check with Victoria and see what she thinks of my attitude. Victoria Bullis is our resident psychic, joins us every week at this time. All right, am I getting a little vexed? What's going on with me that I see these sorts of things? I don't have respect for this kind of authority. Is there something wrong with me?
No, actually, I was really enjoying what you were saying. You know, we often go at odds with our belief systems and what we say and come across to each other as having believed and done and said. That was very well put, was it? But today, yeah, no, I'm in total harmony with you.
All right, good. That's thank you. Nice to have somebody. Nice to be in harmony with each other. Okay, I want to. Speaking of harmony, I want to know. Victoria Bullis is our psychic. Her last name is spelled B-U-L-L-I-S. You can go to her website, victoriabullis.com, to arrange a conversation with her, or she's at Victoria Bullis. A lot of people come to you because they want you to help them make decisions, and
right.
I wonder how many people actually make decisions based on your advice or other psychics' advice? After all, isn't that why they come to you in the first place? They want help in making decisions.
Yeah, and I feel that the people who come to me to have decision-making help, 95% take at least some or all of my advice. Because they've already either worked with me before and know how I work, or they're desperate, or someone has come to see me and said, look, you really need your help, you're going to make a mistake, that sort of thing. So once I get into a session with them, I can usually get them to see why a certain road or inroad isn't going to work, and why if they see a little bit of what I can see and I try and show them how to do that, then things will be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But out there in the public, I think most people rely on their friends and their neighbors and their families to make decisions.
All right. Well, what about
a disaster?
What about that intuition that we all have that we don't always develop? That's what they call the still, quiet voice within that people, whether it's instinct. I mean, I don't know what the word is for it, but we all have that inner voice. And often we ignore it at our own peril because most of the time it is, depending, I guess, on your belief system, that is, I believe, God speaking to us. But most people deny its existence and then don't listen to themselves. Do you find that to be the case often?
I don't find that to be so true that they deny the existence of God or help. To some degree, I believe that most people do that, and I've done it myself. In the past, but the more that you pray for help, like for example, evangelical Christians are really good at this.
Mm-hmm.
You pray for help, you ask for divine wisdom to make the best answer, and you let it go and you trust that you're going to get it. Well, if it starts working even a little bit, and you see some actual windfalls, or to see some places where you would have made a mistake if you hadn't changed your way of looking at it, then people start believing more and more. But you think to higher wisdom, but we also have wisdom within ourselves.
So well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and whether we listen to it or we don't, some people develop it a little bit better than others. Whether it's listening to somebody like you, and that might help you. I mean, I think a lot of people don't listen to themselves. They don't listen to you, even though they come to you. The adventure, I suppose, starts with people doing some of what you suggest, and then they don't do other things. So then they come back to you again. Well, can you help me with this? When, in fact, you may have told them the first time.
Right. And I would encourage people to tape record my sessions, because quite often people will think that I said what they wanted to hear. And I'll say, no, go back and listen to what we actually said, my spirit guides and I. And they'll be flabbergasted that what they thought they heard, it was something entirely different. Because we all want to hear what we want to hear.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think there are a lot of people who are in pain, and they want to get through as best they can, and they have highs and lows, but mostly they come to you with lows. Do they not? They come to you when they're at their worst.
Pain. It might be about a love relationship. It's either one. Mm-hmm. And they might not be in pain, but they certainly want to hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, right. All right, well, if you want to hear and listen and learn, I suggest that you go to Victoria's website, Victoria Bullis, B-U-L-L-I-S, and learn how to listen to her. It's just about listen to her, listen to yourself, listen to other people. You got two ears and one mouth. There's a reason for that. And especially when it comes to someone you're going to pay for advice. So I'm telling you right now, there's good advice here. Listen to it. Victoria Bullis, victoriabullis.com, at Victoria Bullis. 43 past the hour. In a moment, we pay attention to what's going on in certain communities where there may or may not be as much justice as there ought to be. Let's find out. We'll pursue that with a lady who's an expert in these areas in just a moment here on the DJV Experience.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Did you know that the Amazon region produces 20% of the world's breathable oxygen? The Amazon rainforest is one of the world's most vital life support systems. From its role as the world's largest watershed to the fact that its trees act as the lungs of the earth, people need Amazonia to thrive. Every year, an estimated 3.7 million acres of the Amazon disappear due to deforestation. But there is something you can do to help. SC Johnson is joining forces with Conservation International to stop this trend. 1 acre at a time. Protecting an acre of tropical forest costs just $25. And for every acre saved by you, SC Johnson will double donations to save a total of 10,000 acres. Join us by protecting 1 acre of land for $25. And together, we can help make a positive impact for future generations. For more information about the Acre for Acre match and to view the new Conservation International VR film Under the Canopy, visit conservation.org/canopy.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Coming up on 45 past the hour, joining us now is Tassily McKay, social science researcher, has a lot of experience in public health research. So she's here to talk about some research that examines sort of the what goes on, and some people call it, Ms. McKay, the marginalized communities, lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgender people, more and more a part. I don't know if they're any more a part of our society. Are we just recognizing them more, or are there more in numbers?
That's a great question. We actually don't know the answer to that yet because there hasn't been a large national study that has tracked that over time. But I do think your insight is right on target that these communities have been around for a very long time and, there may just be sort of an increase in visibility.
You know, one of the things that, speaking of visibility, getting a lot of press this week is the gay veterans in Boston who want to take part of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. They've been marching in it for years without, you know, necessarily calling attention to themselves. And this year they wanted to carry a banner. And, of course, the right-wing racists in, I shouldn't say of course, although I'm from the Boston area, I know how racist Boston is. And so in this circumstance, I'm not surprised at all that the Irish in South Boston don't want to see any gay veterans in their parade. However, they seem to have come to Jesus meeting, and they got religion. So now what they were told by Anheuser-Busch is, let them march, or we don't give you any money. So,
wow.
You know, whatever it is that forces people, I suppose, to come around, or is it? It's such a frustrating thing. I mean, I'm happy to be as tolerant as I can be, and I don't know that even talking about it makes a difference. But I do think that people are silly about some of these things. But yet, you get down to the bottom line. And there is so much bias, the bathroom thing in North Carolina, and people get so angry that they do sometimes commit acts of violence. And I wonder how that affects it. For me, it just makes it more necessary to fix the problem. But am I, you know, some people want to bury it. Which, in this research that you did, do you find most prevalent? People want to bury it or people want to fix it?
Boy, that's a great question. Yeah, I mean, I think what this body of research tells us, and, you know, we looked at over 100 studies, over 20 years of research evidence, and I think the strongest message is really that it's time to stop burying it and kind of hoping that this is going to naturally go away over time. You know, it's very apparent from this research that LGBTQ folks are at elevated risk of victimization from childhood through adulthood, across all kinds of different settings. And I think one of the things that's most notable to your point is that it's not getting better on its own. You know, when we look across research done in the 90s through the 2000s through today, you know, I think many people would be expecting over those several decades to see some positive trends in terms of anti-LGBTQ victimization. In fact, what we see is that most forms of victimization are holding steady and some are getting worse, particularly victimization of LGBTQ young people. So I think that's really cause for concern and cause to say, okay, maybe we can't afford to bury this any longer.
Well, you'd like to think that the children left to their own wouldn't have a problem. It's what they're being taught at home. For the most part, or in their surroundings. I don't think, I think children grow up pure as could be, and they're not influenced like anything else. It's the environment that researches, that makes us who we are, and whatever our biases are come from our environment, which often is what, you know, you get out of home or school or church or whatever it is, your social situation. So there's a lot of complex issues here. A lot of bills have been filed to limit the rights of people who are different. In a manner of speaking, and so I think that understanding what's going on, if you go to rti.org, you can see, if you're interested, the results of this research and some suggestions maybe pop into your mind about how to handle it at home with your own family. rti.org. Thank you. Tasley McKay, here from Social Science Center for Justice and Safety.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Kill them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Yesterday we had the John Williams theme from Superman. Today, it's the theme from Man of Steel, which is basically the story of my life, Chuck. You've known that, right, since you've been around me?
Of course.
Just like the Man of Steel, looking.
I don't know what kind of mirror you're looking into, but...
Very cute, Chuck. All right, so why are we playing the theme from The Man of Steel, another Superman epic? What's going on with that news?
It was announced yesterday that Warner Brothers is eyeing director Matthew Vaughn, who did X-Men First Class and The Kingsman, to helm their sequel to The Man of Steel. Superman was seen last in Batman v Superman. I think it's not a secret anymore, Doug, that he died at the end of that film, but he will be revived for the Justice League, and then they're going to do another standalone Superman movie titled Man of Steel 2. I think that's a good directing choice. The guy has talent. Despite the up-and-down reviews of the Warner Brothers superhero properties, they're still pursuing, they're going to do The Batman with most likely Ben Affleck. Wonder Woman comes out this summer. They're going to do a big-screen version of The Flash and a big-screen version of Aquaman. So like the Marvel movie superheroes, Warner Brothers and DC is going full steam ahead.
Stupid. Any movie that kills off Superman is just plain stupid.
You know, it's really interesting, you know, because we spoke about Superman yesterday when we played the John Williams theme score with Christopher Reeve. There's no way you would have seen in the 70s or 80s Christopher Reeve fight Batman in a movie. The tone would have been totally different, but they're able to darken up Superman somewhat with Henry Cavill and pulled it off. I like that movie a lot. A lot of people did not, but I do agree. There are people who have a big problem with, you know, killing Superman off.
Stupid.
On screen.
It's just plain stupid. Okay, anyway, so I've given you my 2 cents worth.
I know you would.
Yeah, matter of fact, 3 cents. My comments could have been worth 3 cents. Chucker has movie news and more information for us in just a moment here with DJV.
If your child suffers in school with reading problems, you've likely searched high and low for an answer. But when nothing works, you're back to square one feeling discouraged and helpless. You know your child has potential, but for some reason, your child struggles with reading. And even though your child would never say it, he or she is depending on you to find the solution. And there is a solution. The USA Reading Clinic has developed a revolutionary system with proven technology that can make it easier than ever to correct your child's reading problem. The results are nothing short of miraculous. And once your child's reading difficulties are corrected, grades will improve and your child's confidence will soar. Call the USA Reading Clinic now at 800-559-3590. If you don't make this call today, how else can your child get on track and start succeeding? Call the USA Reading Clinic right now. Call 800-559-3590. That's 800-559-3590. 800-559-3590.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with the insight into what's going on in the movies. I noticed Netflix is trying to, I think, save bandwidth by taking some of the movies off that you can select or that are just there. And now they have a new place on their website for you to select a movie that then would be sent to you, I think, at a prescribed time.
Okay. So I think they do that. I think they do that all the time, though. I think certain. They pull selection a few times a year, and then they add selection. I think if they put too much on there, it confuses viewers. It gives them too much choices. Mm-hmm. I think they want them to isolate on certain, newer product, and then they take older product and mix and match it for the most part.
All right. What's in the movie news bag today?
I thought this is an interesting story. Sony Pictures moving forward with. The Girl in the Spiderweb, the long-awaited sequel to the 2011 remake of The Girl and the Dragon Tattoo. Now, Daniel Craig and Rona Mira, who starred in The Girl and the Dragon Tattoo, will not come back. They will be recast, and director David Fincher will not be involved also. Why they think this is viable is anyone's guess, but there you have it.
Especially if you take all of the main reasons for being successful out of it, and they throw something new against the wall. Sounds pretty silly.
And one other bit of news, Kong Skull Island, $61 million opening weekend, about $15 million more than they thought, based on, they say, excellent word of mouth. We'll see.
Right. Hello. Follow Chuck at Poseidon72, weekly podcast Movie Maniacs on iTunes.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC.